It's often said that Pennsylvania, and by extension, the entire nation, is comprised of immigrants. And it's been the entire history of our nation and our state that ever since our founding, that we have seen one group of immigrants after another coming to our shores. So today I rise to recognize the Pennsylvania Germans. And I do want to say that my family, the as far back as we can trace it, came over in 1741. Four brothers, two preachers, two teachers, to help settle this country. They were all German-speaking people. Obviously, they settled here in the eastern part of the state of Pennsylvania, where most of the Germans in Pennsylvania are concentrated yet today, from Lancaster in through Montgomery County, where I am from. So we'd like to recognize the importance and the contributions that these people made hundreds of years ago to our society here in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Germans, by the way, are also called Pennsylvania Dutch. That's the German word for German is Deutsch. And so it became a colloquial term to call it Pennsylvania Dutch. And so today we know them as Pennsylvania Dutch, but in fact, Pennsylvania Germans. The first major emigration of Germans to America resulted in the founding, of the borough of Germantown in northwest Philadelphia County on October 6th in 1683. Of course, we know it as Germantown, which is part of the city of Philadelphia today. The German immigrants came to America to escape religious persecution in Europe and to seek a better life. You know, if we talk about all the immigrants that have ever come to our country, they would share that same sentiment. They're fleeing because of religious persecution, and they're looking for the opportunity that America really does offer. The Pennsylvania Germans maintain many different religious affiliations, with the greatest number being Lutheran or Reformed, as well as Anabaptists. Anabaptists promoted a simple lifestyle, very often called plain Deutsch, plain Dutch, while others chose to be what was called fancy Dutch, who assimilated more easily into the American mainstream. This is where the dialect of the Pennsylvania Dutch comes from. The dialect was so popular that at one time more than one in three Pennsylvanians spoke Pennsylvania Dutch. Pennsylvania Germans have contributed greatly through literature, pottery, furniture, needlework, and barns decorated with the decorative motifs, which we also call hex signs. Which is a tradition they brought from Germany. So, Mr. President, I ask that we recognize Pennsylvania German Heritage Week in Pennsylvania.